Mishkalim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hei. Perishona haya mimashkinin es moitzeha. In the beginning, they used to hold items as collateral for anybody that would find the carbon, and the collateral was held. Guy found a carbon, he brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. They wanted to make sure that when he brought a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, even if the animal wasn't his, he found somebody else's carbon, the din is that you have to bring nesachim with the karbanos. And the Chum were concerned that people wouldn't bring nesachim on the karbanos that they found. Because they would just say, these animals aren't our animals, they're not our karbanos, we're doing a chesed anyway, so why do we have to bring nesachim? So when they would bring them, the Beis Din of Kohanim would take things from them. Let's say they would take their watch. Obviously, they didn't have a watch, actually, back then. But let's say they would take something else of theirs, and they would say to them that we're not giving it back to you until you bring the nesachim. So that was the takana that they made. So then people would just leave the animals, and they would run away. Because what do they need this for? Why should we now have to bring the nesachim? That's going to come out of our own pocket. So it actually is going to cost us money by bringing this carbon that we find. Hiskinu Beis Din Shir Nesacheha Bon Mishal Tzibor. So Beis Din then made a takana that the nesachim can come from the tzibor. What that means, Taisa Yontif explains, that it comes from the Trumas HaLishka. That's based on the Rambam. Because all karbanot tzibor come from the Trumas HaLishka, like we've said in the beginning of Perek Dalet. And by doing so, people will now, when they find animals, they find, let's say, an Olah or a Shlomim, they will not be disincentivized to bring it. They'll now bring it because they know that the nesachim is going to come anyway from the Trumas HaLishka, and they're not going to have to bring the nesachim.